Daily Scramble Live with Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty. Today's guest.
We've got a cool band from Silver Lake on the show today. They're called Paper Pilots.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Russell and Jason Fetty.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Morning, Jace. Daily Scramble Live. 3 days in a row. Takes a toll on an older gentleman. Today on the show, we're going to talk about how scientists have discovered a new ancient human. Yeah, and we'll talk about the most played alternative songs on Spotify.
It's not me. I'm not the most ancient human, though I feel like it this morning.
What else are we doing?
Oh, we're going to have the Orange County Make-A-Wish Foundation people.
Here. That was yesterday.
What did we? I'm looking at this. I'm going, I've seen this before. I've got deja vu. You sent me yesterday's outline, so I've no idea what's happening today. Can I go get coffee, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
We'll play a game of generational name that tune. We'll feature our first edition of Let's Punk Newport. We've got our intern, Jack Fast, punking Newport. And yeah, Paper Pilots is going to be here after 9 a.m., keep it tuned in to Daily Scramble Live, Jason.
God.
You should probably listen, too, to see what happens on the show.
Yeah, really.
On KX93.5, your Daily Scramble News now.
First in local news, courtesy of the Laguna Beach Independent Newsroom. Even though forecasters predict more cars will traverse Laguna Canyon Road in the next 20 years, the Laguna Beach City Council on Tuesday rejected the notion of adding new traffic lanes. Instead, the council endorsed pursuing a minimalist approach, a position supported by many of the more than 50 residents present. The council endorsed pursuing a feasibility study on three options, which would keep the traffic lanes as currently configured, but add a separate bike and pedestrian path, or possibly a public transportation lane. Tonight at Mozambique Steakhouse, catch Andrew Bloom, as seen on American Idol and The Voice, as well as Graham Gillett, an artist from South Africa, who will be paying tribute to Rodriguez, as he played lead guitar for the mysterious artist that was featured in Searching for Sugarman. $10 tonight at Mozambique, starting at 7:30. And speaking of South Africa, I think this is so interesting. Scientists have discovered a new species of human ancestor deep in a South African cave, adding a baffling new branch to the family tree. It's called Homo naledi, and National Geographic says it may be one of the greatest fossil discoveries of the past half century. It appears primitive in some respects. It has a tiny brain and ape-like shoulders for climbing, but its face looks remarkably human. Questions remain like, when did it live? Where does it fit in our family tree? And how did its bones get into the deepest hidden chamber of a cave?
Wait a minute. Homo what? How do they know it was gay, number one?
Okay.
What is it? It's got a small face.
No, it's got a very human-looking face, more than any other fossil that's ever been seen.
Really?
But it still has monkey shoulders,
right?
And it has a really small brain.
Have you confused this with a Donald Trump story?
I think I've confused it with you. They said that maybe its bones are so deep in the cave because they actually buried their dead, which would be very advanced for an ancient civilization.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's very interesting. That's another ancestor. Evolution, you believe in that, Ty?
Oh, this is now you got really deep.
Only in America. Only in America could we have this conversation.
You're getting very deep.
No, I've woken up because you let me, during that last song, you let me rant about the state of popular music. So I've completely woken up now.
Let's look at some sports news. It seems that boxer Floyd Mayweather received an IV, which is prohibited no matter what it contains, a day before his May 2nd bout with Manny Pacquiao, which Mayweather won in a judge's decision. Mayweather's IVs contained multivitamins and vitamin C, but IVs are disallowed because they can dilute or mask the presence of another substance. The situation is even more interesting, considering Pacquiao was denied his own legal injection of Toradol before the fight for his torn rotator cuff. Interesting.
Yeah, I'm on a performance-enhancing drug myself. Although it's not enhancing my performance in any way. Coffee.
Also tonight, the NFL regular season kicks off. The Steelers at the Patriots, 5:30 p.m. on NBC.
I don't know what you're saying right now.
I know. Finally, in tech news, yesterday, Apple announced the new iPhone 6S and newest version of the iPad, which breaks some rules that Apple co-founder Steve Jobs set for the company.
Well, it works.
He once said,
it actually works. It breaks the rule where the iPad doesn't work.
He once said using a stylus with a computing device with Pat was passé. Well, guess what? The new iPhone is offering the Apple Pencil for $100.
Apple Pencil.
And the new iPad borrows from Microsoft's competing product, the Surface, and allows the user to attach a keyboard.
You know what that's for? You know what it's for, this whole thing? When your iPad doesn't work, you stab yourself in the eye with the pencil.
What about the
it's
keyboard?
It's called an eye pencil.
And what about when the keyboard doesn't work?
God, I don't know.
You hit somebody
so
else.
So annoying,
over the head
all
with
this
it.
Stuff.
Yeah, well, they're clearly trying to cater to shifting consumer tastes or something. The new iPhones come in a rose gold finish with new glass that the company describes as the strongest in the industry. The phone's Touch ID sensor has been upgraded, and the phone will feature iOS 9, the newest version of Apple's mobile operating system. The new iPhone 6S is $200, and they will be available September 25th.
And shoot yourself.
I'm so glad you liked the news this morning.
I'm just enjoying going for it. It's great. The iPad, I mean, when I first got an iPad and I brought it in, because I didn't have a computer when I first came to the station, you went, the first thing you said was, look at that iPad. I hate iPads.
I really
And I
do.
Didn't understand it at the time, but now I'm totally
Well, now that
board.
You actually have a computer.
Right, compared to the computer.
I mean, there's nothing you can do on that thing.
You know what it's useful for me, as a musician? It's great because you can use it, you can attach it to a mic stand, and it can be like a music book, you know, that I can flick from page to page.
Right.
It kind of works for that one app. But then everything else is just so annoying.
All it is just a larger iPhone.
Yeah.
It does nothing that an iPhone can't do. And it doesn't do anything a real computer can do.
An iPhone can do something it can't do.
Talk
Make phone
on the
calls.
Phone.
Yeah.
Let's finish the headline, Jason Fetty. You ready?
All right.
The most streamed alternative song on Spotify as of today is...
Okay, finish the headline.
Oh, my God. That's a difficult one. I'm hoping it's USS.
No. The most streamed of all time.
Oh, of all time.
As of today.
Alternative song.
Of all time.
Wow.
Okay, finish the headline.
Crikey. The most downloaded alternative song of all time. Oh, man, it could be a zillion things. Is it a Radiohead track?
It's the Killers.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Brightside.
Really?
Yeah, and
that's so not alternative to me, though.
Well, this is why I love
so
this
mainstream.
Story for us. Killers' Mr. Brightside is first. Then Linkin Park, Numb. Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, that makes sense.
Linkin
yeah.
Park, In the End. White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
Yep.
Coldplay, Fix You. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Oasis. Green Day, U2. Radiohead does make the list, barely. But what's so fascinating to this to me is that Spotify positions itself as a music discovery app.
Yeah.
Yet the most streamed songs, just like everything, are the only popular ones, the most popular alt songs ever.
Some of those are not just pop. I mean, bands like Coldplay, how much more corporate and mainstream could they possibly be?
Right. So Spotify, who's trying to say, no, we're not just a jukebox for your music. We have discovery elements, too. Could not be more wrong with that list. And I like shunning it because our whole thing is human-crafted radio.
You know what I was
going
to say to you? I suspect that there's no human beings involved in that choice whatsoever. Nobody's gone... It's just a statistic, isn't it? It's not anything. And mainstream doesn't just mean it's music for little girls, you know, Jessica Simpson or whatever the heck. I don't know. It's not just about that. It's about what people that, you know, like Jimmy, used to like Jimmy Buffett, are now playing in their cars because they've got no musical taste. Sorry, Jimmy Buffett fans.
All the parent heads just tuned off our show.
I don't want to ruin your day for the morning, but... Keep listening, because we'll play you some stuff that's going to wake you up.
Well, that's what we're proud of. We make human-crafted radio. We play generational alt-rock, and I hate when other apps, and Pandora's got all these commercials right now, and I hate when they try to position themselves as something that radio listeners, real radio listeners who appreciate community, local radio, are going to want to listen to, because it's so not true, and that list helps prove it right.
Right, there's an art to this, and art is a human thing. It's not made by machines.
Right. So anyway, let's play a song. Good. Coming up, we're going to tell you about Let's Punk Newport today and assign Jack Fast to his first prank. We're KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.
morning. It's Daily Scramble Live with me, Jason Fetty, and you, Tyler Russell.
Hi, Jason Fetty.
How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Today is an exciting day. We're going to tell you about Let's Punk Newport, which is our first time ever doing this.
We should probably really describe to the listener that's outside of town what Newport's really like. It's just kind of newer than Laguna, and it's a lot of tract homes. It's kind of boring in terms of its architecture, and there's a lot of wealth. So these are huge tract homes, and a little sort of port. It's right on the coast, of course, Newport Beach. So a lot of people have got boats and there's a sort of golf coursey kind of place. It's not really that interesting. It's not old, and it doesn't have much history or it's no wibbly wobbly streets like we've got.
The identity of Laguna is a cool, hip, artistic town. The identity of Newport typically is a very negative, pretentious, hoity-toity thing.
Yeah, President Nixon used to hang out there. It's that kind of place. Think of it that way.
Pink Bentleys.
Yep.
Pink Maseratis.
Yeah, a lot of that.
A lot of hairy little men
with very young girlfriends. I used to play in a bar up there, and it was fascinating to me, the ugly little hairy men that would come in with these gorgeous, gorgeous girls of 21, 22, but of course, hey, that's where you find those girls, in Maseratis.
I've been told that at Mastro's, which is like the Cougar Bar,
right,
which is kind of the border, actually, between Laguna and Newport. It's in Crystal Cove area.
Mm-hmm.
Women will, or rather men, will go up to a cougar sitting at the bar at Mastro's and simply slide his business card on the bar.
Wow.
She will judge his business card, attorney at law, whatever it says, and then allow him to sit down or not. And that's how the night begins.
Wow.
And these people are 30 years older.
Right. And if you go home at the end of the night and nobody has taken your business card, that's called mastrobating, isn't it?
It's only 7:25
in the morning.
So Let's Punk Newport is coming up. That's our new segment where we make fun of our northern neighbor. And we should specify that if you are a listener to our show from Newport, you don't count. You don't fit into the category. We love you. Thank
because
you for listening.
You have taste.
You get it. You should probably move out of Newport.
You're cool.
What are you doing there?
Yeah, we're racist. We hate all black people except for you, black person that's listening to the show, right? for you, you're different. You know what I mean? It's that thing, isn't it?
I understand, yeah. So, by the way, that's coming up. Cool.
Some of my best friends are from Newport. Not.
Are they listening?
No.
Hey, let's do this thing.
Here's the sorbet of the day.
All right, I didn't have much time to prepare this. So your sorbet of the day is, if you like me and you wake up flustered and obsessing, we have a quick cerebral sorbet, if you like, as it were. It's kind of a windshield wiper for the mind, whether you like it or not, really. And here it is, your sorbet of the day. Husbands, cheer yourself up by watching your wedding video in reverse. You love the bit when you give back the ring, walk backwards up the aisle, get into a car, and leave.
Again, we're playing Mind the Generation Gap, where we try to guess songs from each other's generation. All right, this one is different, certainly, but still is my childhood. This is 2000s. You ready?
Yeah. Oh, I love this song.
You know this one.
I love this song. There's a watering can.
No.
With a thing.
No.
What is it?
It's not.
Oh, this is Yellow. This is Coldplay.
Yeah.
This is the one song. This is Coldplay's one song.
This is the one
song. This is the one song that was magnificent. It was a great video. And the song made you go, this is going to be a huge band. Then they just went.
If you asked me my favorite song when I was maybe 14, I think when this came out, this is what I would have told you.
This was great.
But then what happened to poor Coldplay?
They had one song. They just had the one song and they got signed on the strength of it. And then they went, oh my God, the record companies were like, we've just given this band $14 billion. They better come up with something.
I mean, admittedly, I have some other Guilty Pleasure Coldplay songs.
Yeah,
but
so do I.
I won't, say today that I'm a Coldplay fan.
No, me either. What's that song, Green Eyes? That's a great song.
I don't know that one.
It's a good song.
I like Fix You.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's all right.
All right.
It's all right. The Scientist.
But they were not the Radiohead they were supposed to be.
Right. That's a very good way of putting it. All right, there you go, Jason. You got a point on that one. Should we go back to your generation?
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Your second track.
All
I should note that we picked these for each other, right, in case people aren't following along. We actually picked
Yeah, these. I think you like these tracks. That's why I picked them.
Okay, I did not do it for that reason.
I'm trying to educate you.
Give me a year.
1993.
Oh, 90s. Yeah. I do like this.
It's great,
as well.
Isn't it?
Man, I'm not going to know early 90s.
You've got to remember that I'm only 49. I'm not 69.
Right.
So I didn't. The Beatles were. I was 4 years old when the Beatles split up. So.
Right, and I was 4 years old when this song came out.
Right. So my generation isn't really the 70s. I was young then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was the 80s, which was a horrible, horrible decade.
Right.
So, and then it got good again in the 90s for me.
Oh,
anyway.
Is this Goo Goo Dolls?
No, but no. It's Crowded House, New Zealand band Crowded House, who I love, love, love. And it's Neil Finn, was the singer-songwriter, the writer. It's their fourth album, Together Alone. It was produced by that guy, Youth, who was the bass player in Killing Joke. Did work with everybody from McCartney to... I don't know, Beth Orton and Howie Day and everybody. And the guitar player is Mark Hart, who's now in Supertramp. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, really.
I do love... I would have got Supertramp if you had played that.
Right.
I'm a big Supertramp fan.
As we go, I'll play a little of that.
All right, back to My Generation. Again, we're playing Mind the Generation Gap on Daily Scramble Live, where I play a song and Jason Fetty plays a song, and we try to guess things from each other's timelines.
Can you see how all of a sudden we got excited about life?
We love music. We love doing this. Okay, so this song is a current guilty pleasure of mine. It came out very recently.
Oh.
So this is maybe not even my generation. This is current teens generation. But here you go. If you turn on pop radio right now, you might hear this.
Yeah, that's something I never do. Oh, wait, this is the chick. Now, wait, you never see a face, right?
Oh, wow, I'm really impressed.
The first thing that was great, I had a video of the young girl dancing crazy.
That's this.
And what's her name? She's got one word for her name, right?
Yeah, you're getting there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's clever. It's clever. Whoever's doing the production on these stuff is really great because it's such a good groove.
Sia.
Sia, that's right, because you never see her. Oh. Well, she says goodbye. See ya.
I've never put that together.
See ya.
Well done. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's a little too drum machine-y for my taste.
For current pop music, I have really no problem with this song.
And I suspect that if you looked at the lyric for this, it's probably great.
Yeah. I think she actually wrote it. Sia was actually really big in Australia.
Right.
Huge in Australia.
Right.
Before she came here. Like, revered.
I'd heard that. And you know what? It's a little, you know, there's a lot of this music around at the moment where if you take like sort of Lady Gaga, for example.
Yeah.
If you read the lyric, whatever you think of the
she's a fantastic songwriter.
Wonderful writers, really good. So, you know.
Sia's older too. She's 40 something.
Well, I realized that when I listen to this music, I go, it's not really for me. It's because I'm old. It literally is because I'm old.
But she's almost your age, I think.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't know. Can you do? Bill Haley was 50 when it
really?
First hit. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, so we'll go back to Jason's generation now. That's enough of that. Jason's track 3 from his generation. So British, whatever this is.
This is so going into rotation, this song. The fact that we're playing it now makes us the coolest radio station.
You didn't expect me to get any of these, did you?
But now that you know, you're going to know who this is in a minute, and now you're going to know about this guy. It is very British.
It's so British. What is it?
It's so British, and it's not just so British. It's specifically like Cambridgeshire. Like it's from one of those university towns in Britain. It's Syd Barrett, the original songwriter for Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
All right, and this album came out in, I think it's 1970, but they started recording it in 68, and it's had five producers on it. I mean, he was impossible, Syd. Fortunately, died recently, but he was a lunatic. And look, there's a statement here, okay? So he's a typical sort of English posh lad. He says, the idea was like one of those number songs like Green Grow the Rushes O.
What?
That Green Grow the Rushes O. Right, anyway, never mind. And he says, there are 12 lines related to each and the next and an overall theme. It's like a foolproof combination of lyrics. Octopus directly quotes a section from the poem Rillaby Rill by Sir Henry Newbolt.
I actually have no idea anything what you just said. So British.
So British. But, you know, Syd, obviously, very important, because Pink Floyd, very important. And I interviewed Captain Sensible from the band The Damned the other day, and Syd was supposed to produce their third album.
Oh, wow.
And he didn't show up. And all that whole story is a great story, and it's on our podcast page.
Cool.
KX935, so you should hear that.
Well, well done. That was our new game, Mind the Generation Gap. Did you like it?
I really enjoyed it very much.
Not only is it about winning, and you did win this morning, Jason, it's about discovering each other's music.
Yeah,
and
great.
You knew mine better than I knew yours, for sure.
Well, I was alive when yours was on, so there you go.
Coming up, we're going to punk Newport with our intern, Jack Fast. This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach.
The woman in China got struck by lightning on Monday and survived it because she was wearing a bra. The doctors found two burn marks on the chest from the underwire in her bra heating up, and according to an expert, it probably redirected the surge of electricity away from her vital organs. When I say vital organs, I think you know what I'm talking about. So there you go. That's a good news story, isn't it?
You like that one better than the ones from the world?
Sure, that's what Apple should be making, underwired bras and all that, to stop people getting...
It's not far off.
Yeah.
We have the Apple Watch now.
Yeah. Next, the Apple bra.
Could be a thing. Hey, you want to finish the headline?
Sure.
I have to click the right button. Stand by. Here we go. All right. A guy wanted by police got caught when they recognized his...
Okay, finish the headline.
Bra. Bra. What? So they reckon... Police, do it again because I can't think.
A guy wanted by police got caught when they recognized his...
Okay, finish the headline.
Face. They recognized his face. It must be.
His hipster mustache.
Oh, wow.
Police in San Francisco were looking for a guy who was caught on video last month bashing the side of a woman's car with his bike lock. Cool thing to do.
Yeah.
And they finally found him on Saturday because he was riding his bike and they recognized his mustache, which had those two upward curls.
Wow, you would think that they would recognize a guy without a mustache. In San Francisco, a guy riding down the street with a big twirly mustache on a bicycle. There must be millions of them.
Not this mustache. There's a picture of the guy, and it's like...
A huge one.
It's like... who had the mustache? Is it Andrew Jackson? Did he have a giant curly mustache?
A president?
He was a president as well as a general. Okay. Some old American war hero. Had a big curly mustache.
Yeah, he's usually General Bumbly Bumbly Chumbly Warner.
He looks like that guy. Looks like General Bumbly Chumbly Warner.
Well, I don't know. What do you think about that, Tyler? Are you thinking of getting... Would you have a mustache
Well,
like
I'll
that?
Tell you something.
You were going to get the
I'm
old,
working my way toward a man bun.
The man bun.
Which you can do right now, and I don't know why you don't. It's a fantastic hairstyle.
I can't
hairstyle.
Do anymore. I just had a haircut.
No, you can still do it.
Yeah, but it looks so stupid when you've got short hair. It's so stupid.
I'm very close to just putting a little boop in the back of my hair with the hair tie.
If it's a tiny little ponytail like that, is it a Shetland ponytail?
I don't know what that is.
Is that what it would be? Shetland ponies are little tiny horses, aren't they?
Oh, the little mini horses.
Yeah. It's a Shetland ponytail.
I just
made that up.
That's hilarious, actually.
It's my new thing.
Yeah, I'm getting a man bun. But no, I first of all, I can't grow a mustache. And even if I could, I don't think I would grow the curly.
By the time you've got your man bun, it's going to be totally out of fashion, this whole
no,
thing.
No, I'm close. I'm a few months out.
Isn't it gone already?
I'm a few
it's
months
gone.
Out. Can you just support me?
Oh, yes. Well... When you put it like that, it's very difficult to say no to you. But I think I think we should do an intervention. Steph's here. Steph, the assistant's here in the studio. Give us a nod or a shake of the head for the man bun. You
See,
like the man
she
bun?
Just, she just cacawed at
she
me.
She likes it. Damn it.
She's thrilled. Washing dishes by hand uses blank as much water as washing them in the dishwasher.
Okay, finish the headline.
New drought-worthy news.
Twice as much.
Washing dishes by hand uses 7 times as much water as wash them in the dishwasher.
Wow.
Turns out it only takes 15 liters to use the dishwasher, 103 liters to wash dishes by hand.
How? But you mean a full dishwasher load?
A full load.
All right. Well, that kind of makes sense. There's a thing about the dishwasher for people in my generation who didn't grow up with one. It always feels like a very like going in the jacuzzi or buying
it's clothes too fancy.
Nordstrom's or something. I've got one. There's one in the house, but we usually like doing one by one the dishes.
Well, that's why I'm saying this, because in our drought-conscious society, it may be pertinent to use your dishwasher if you normally don't.
That makes, you know what? That's great news for somebody like me. I'm now going to say to the wife, no, I will not do the dishes. They're going in the dishwasher. Because you're going to do a dishwasher load eventually, aren't you? Even if you do them one at a time, eventually you've done a dishwasher load.
Right.
So, yep, that's it. No more washing liquid. That's it. We're changing up. We're going to go into the 20th century.
We've changed Jason Fetty's habits. How about yours?
My whole life has now changed.
This is Daily Scramble Live on KX93.5. Are you having fun, Jason Fetty?
Loving it.
Here's Paper Pilots. They're going to be in after 9 a.m. today for a live set on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. All right, Jason.
Such great. It's obvious music, but it's fun.
Are you ready?
And it puts you in the mood for what we're going to do right now.
It's called Let's Punk Newport on Daily Scramble Live. It's our new segment where we are indeed playing a prank on Newport Beach, California, because we think they're a lot less cool than we are.
That's right. That's all we think.
That's pretty much what we think. And that's
you just think you're just not cool, Newport, and that's it.
That's the whole motivation for doing it.
And you probably have more sex than us, frankly.
And so we're jealous?
So we're a little jealous of you. And you're richer than us, too.
So this is what we're going to do. We have our intern, our prank master, Jack Fast, on the phone. He's a student at Laguna Beach High School, and he's 17 years old, and he's very excited about his prank today. And this is what he's going to do. He's going to go to, I think he's at Whole Foods or Starbucks.
Somewhere
in Newport Beach right now, and he's going to use some classic cheesy pickup lines on Newport Beach Cougars. Like, just the cheesiest of cheesy pickup lines, and he's got them all ready in his head. So he's going to go up to random women in Newport Beach and try to pick them up.
Bearing in mind that cougars for Jack are probably 29.
Yeah, but he's going to go big. I think he's going to go big. So, Jack, you're on the phone now. Do you see any cougars around you at this moment?
Oh, there's plenty. I just picked up an entire bottle of Chardonnay that I'm going to walk around with.
Cool. You are. You know what? You're amazing. You're fearless, Jack Fast.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what I got right now, I'll explain the situation. I got a bottle of wine. I'm going to go for the girl. Well, you'll just see. I'm going to have you guys light up, and then I'm going to go in.
Hey, excuse me. Do you know if the wine is any good? You're not good with wine? Well, I'm wondering, you wouldn't mind drinking this on a date? Sure?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I saw you, and I was like, if I had a nickel for every girl as pretty as you, I'd only have 5 cents, man. So, no? No? All right, thank you. All right, looks like no.
Yeah, you got it wrong.
You insulted her.
You totally insulted her. If you had a nickel for every time you'd seen a girl as pretty as you, you'd have 20 bucks at least, dude. You wouldn't have 5 cents.
You called her ugly, Jack.
Oh, wait, no, I see what Jack was trying to do. Like, there aren't any girls as pretty as her.
Oh, is that what it meant, Jack?
Oh, wait, suspect two.
Oh, okay.
Hi, excuse me, man. You know, I really should be in school right now, but my parents say I'm really good with algebra. You know, I can solve the problem with your ex, and you don't even need to ask why. So no dice? No dice.
Wow, that was quick thinking. Jack, you are the man. I'm cringing here. God.
Yeah, your nerves are solid as a rock, man.
Right now, I'm headed towards the exit of the store, but there's someone coming in right now, and I got.
I am feeling really emasculated right now. There's a truck outside the station with a picture of George Clooney on it, so I'm looking at him and listening to you with your nerves of steel, and I feel like my life has been a waste
of time. All right, here we go. Part two.
Okay.
Hi, ma'am. Do you know if this was any good at all?
Oh, sorry.
If it's 2014, then I know the older the better. I could pass? All right. Yeah, the older the better, because Well, I was hoping to take someone out on a date with it, actually. Not quite old enough to buy a bottle opener yet, you know.
You're not.
No, not quite. Yeah, but have you ever heard of Google? Google? The search engine, Google? Yeah, because you remind me a lot of Google. You have everything I've been searching for. I mean, I'm working. I'm supposed to be in school right now, but I decided to take the day off. Yeah. I will. You got it.
Oh, my.
Did she tell you to go back to school?
No, she said, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. All right, Jack, you're relieved of your mission, dude.
Man.
Nice job.
Well, was that fun for you, Jack?
That was amazing. That last
was it?
Was like 75.
She was 75?
Yeah, I was like, I said, the older the better for the wine. She just looked at me. I was like, oh, boy.
And you said, have you heard of Google? Because you're everything I've been searching for.
Yep.
And then what did she say?
She said, I'm at work right now. And I said, I really should get back to school.
She didn't know what to say.
Oh, my God.
She didn't know how to get away with it.
If she'd said Yahoo, that would have been great.
The chick staring at me from, like, 10 feet away, who just started, her eyes got wider than the sun. Went back to, like, staring at her phone. She's like, oh, boy.
You know, you might find that as you do this, you might actually, you know, score with some girls closer to your own age that are just amazed by your sheer
bravado.
Yeah, good word for it.
Yeah, I'm really, really trying to find sugar mama still. Unfortunately, the mission for me was kind of a failure. Not quite in there yet.
Because
but,
you actually wanted to take one home.
Actually, you were so serious about this that you wanted to do this. Wow. Jack, you're the man.
Hey, Jack, excellent job. And for some reason, Jack Fast is going to do this for us every week. Let's Punk Newport on Thursdays. You punked the Newport Cougars all the way up to 75 this morning, Jack. I'm very pleased with you. Nice job.
Next week, we want you to do the same thing, but with guys.
Daily Scramble Live. Daily Scramble, Daily Scramble Live.
What am I doing? It's time for sorbet of the day, right? Looking at me? You just point at me.
Because I wanted you to welcome everyone back.
Oh, welcome back to the show. It's Daily Scramble Live. It's our new, well, this is just our first week, morning show. Starts at 7 a.m. And by this time of the morning, I, for one, am awake. So that's nice, isn't it? To be fully awake.
I'm so thrilled you're
present
awake.
And in the moment.
So thrilled.
Yeah, no, it's been really fun this morning. I've had a good time. How about yourself, Ty?
I'm having an excellent time. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing the morning show on KX93.5 by myself for almost 3 years. And now we combine to do something that we think is a lot of fun.
You've thought, oh, I was so lonely. I'm doing my morning show by myself. And wouldn't it be nice to have somebody else in here? And now you're completely
regretting every decision. No, I think it's a good choice on our parts, and hopefully you guys are enjoying it as well. And if you have any feedback, we love feedback, but only if it's positive.
Positive feedback, yep. That's what we want, absolutely. And you can text us.
949-715-5936.
Oh, look how we are.
We finish each other's...
What were you going to say? Anyway, we're like those horrible... We're like Regis and what's it, Kathy. It's horrible, isn't it? I don't want to be like them.
Okay, we've got a couple more things coming up this morning. After 9 a.m., the band Paper Pilots, they're from Silver Lake, will be on the show with us. And we're going to try again to do the secret word.
Yeah.
So would you like to explain the secret word?
No, you explain it.
So the secret word is our attempt to try to get an interviewee to say a certain word that we come up with without us being able to say that same word. So we had Pompeia on Tuesday,
right.
And the secret word was tonic, and we failed completely, and they didn't say the word, and we lost.
We totally lost, because we cheated, because we thought, well, they're bound to drink vodka, because they're Russians.
Right.
It's terribly racist of us. And then, well, actually, it turned out it's true. All Russians drink vodka.
But not with
but
tonic.
We didn't know that, and they don't drink it with tonic, no.
Yeah. So this morning, we have a new secret word for the band Paper Pilots. We're going to try to get them to say the secret word. They will know there's a secret word. We will tell them that. And if it's said, I don't know, we win and some applause will be heard. So, Jason.
Oh, no, I've forgotten what it is. Oh, no, I remember what it is.
Today's secret word is...
Mosquito. Mosquito.
Today's secret word is...
flange.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. It's mosquito. It's mosquito. You know, do you know what the Russians actually... It just occurred to me. You know what those Russians actually mix their vodka with? Resentment. They drink vodka with resentment. Anyway, mosquito is the word. If we can get them to say it, we're not allowed to say mosquito.
No.
We have to just sort of gently guide them, hopefully, in a way that isn't too obvious.
It makes me so nervous to even like think about doing it. But yes, we're going to try.
Because we have to interview them too. We have to make it an interview that's interesting
for
people.
It has to be interesting.
It can't all be about just desperately trying to get these people to say a word. Are they aware that there is a word?
We're going to tell them there's a word.
Okay.
I think that's a better way to do it.
Yeah, I agree.
So we're trying. We've never really successfully done this yet. So we're going to try it again this morning. Again, Paper Pilots from LA going to be in studio shortly. And now...
here's the sorbet of the day.
Oh my God, I'm on again. Okay, sorbet of the day. What's the sorbet of the day? Well, if you, like me, wake up flustered and obsessing over something pointlessly, here's a quick cerebral sorbet, a loofah for your loaf, as it were.
That's great.
If you don't mind me saying so. I picked this one earlier this morning, and I'm not sure if it really is a sorbet, but I'm certain that once I tell you this, you won't be able to think of anything else for a while anyway. Cheer yourself up, husbands. Husbands. Cheer yourself up by watching your wedding video in reverse. You'll love the bit where you give her back the ring, walk backwards up the aisle, get into a car, and leave alone.
That was the sorbet of the day.
Is your loofah, your loaf loofahed?
I don't know. I feel a bit bad about that because I love being married. I don't know.
Ready? KX93.5 and Daily Scramble Live. Welcome to the show now. The band Paper Pilots in studio. Good morning, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Even though, why is there reverb on our voice, Jason? What's happening?
It's because it's coming from the guitar tracks, whatever. Who knows? There you go. Yeah.
We're in a church.
That was really fun. During that last song, you guys were doing your warm-up exercises. I've never heard that before in the studio, people doing actual warm-up exercises.
Mama made me smash my M&Ms. Yeah.
You don't know, like most singers go, me, 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 because it's all about me, 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 right?
Well, good morning, guys. Thank you for coming down all the way from Silver Lake, California. Drive okay today? Was it all right?
Yeah, we actually stayed at our drummer's house who lives nearby.
Okay,
and,
cool.
And had a little cookout, and he made shish kebabs last night.
Dude.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very multicultural.
Yeah, it was great.
Love
yeah.
it. Well, that's Justin talking. We've also got Ryan, Liv, and Mike from Paper Pilots in studio. We're going to learn about this band who actually are veterans of being on our station before, so welcome back.
Thank you.
And you guys are going to play a couple songs for us coming up. And Jason, we should mention that the secret word is active. Right, so there's a secret word in this interview.
Right, the secret word isn't active.
No,
active.
Right, I'm sorry.
But I see what you're saying.
It's activated.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's present.
It's on.
Yeah. Mm. If somebody says the secret word, then we'll play applause, but it hasn't happened yet. So
ocean. Coffee. Weather.
That's a very good attempt.
You're
keep
trying.
Going.
Shirt.
Nope. Nope. None of those. We don't just look around the room. And
okay,
pick a word, which I can tell is what you're doing.
That's
actually, this might be a successful one because we can just say yes to any of these words. Sure, that was it. Well done.
Okay, so the songs you guys are going to play for us are ones that you're working on or that you're preparing as big releases, right? So
yes, well, we're planning to do Arrow, which you guys have been playing, which thank you very much.
Yeah.
And then we have a new release coming out soon called The Weather. And so we'll be playing that single as well.
Cool. So talk about that strategy. Instead of releasing an album, which you're not quite ready for, you're deciding on the single-by-single thing, which I'm seeing bands do a little more of these days.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, it stems from, like, you know, people's attention spans maybe being a little shorter, and, you know, they just want one song at a time. And we're also, we've been really lucky in getting a lot of, like, solid radio play from you guys and others. And so we've decided that dropping singles seems to make more sense to getting an audience.
Great that you get the check. You as a band get a chance to make those kinds of decisions. I think it's awesome, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, the formats, the rule book's out the window, I feel like. So you just kind of make your decisions and hope it's a good move to pick up an audience.
Right. And then so how does that seem to be working? Is that good for captivating your fans?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, that way you can kind of just focus on each song as an individual thing and make it an experience for people. And yeah, it seems to be working.
Does it allow you to focus more on the actual songwriting and what the rather than how you're branding an album or whatever, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's a whole endeavor of making 10 or 12 songs and, you know, making sure they're cohesive and getting all the artwork done and stuff. But if you focus on just one song at a time, it allows you to really make sure that everything's right for that presentation. And then, you know, it's also like budgetary, you know, it's like costs a lot of dough to make a track, to make an album.
To make it right, it does, yeah. And if you do one track at a time, there's no albums generally have what they call fillers, right? They have songs on it that are just like, yeah, we've got to use this. We need another two songs. What's that song that you wrote? It wasn't that great, but we don't care.
Yeah.
Throw it in. It'll be you know, track number 10.
That's what they say to me all the time. Yeah. What's that song you wrote that we don't care
about? Write a song called Filler. That'd be a great song. Great
that
title for a song.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, this is the filler. Good chorus. You can have that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's already cooking now in my mind.
No, yeah. I can see you got that song right. The eyes glazed over, and you're like, "Give me a pen. Where's a pen?"
Well, you guys have had some pretty impressive achievements as a band. One of which I think is so very interesting. You were actually on the show True Blood.
Yes.
So you were a vampire band.
Yeah, we were a vampire band in the season 6 finale of the show. Yeah, we were. I was trying to call us Bandpires, but it wasn't picking up.
Didn't stick. Huh?
Yeah, it didn't stick. Yeah.
How did that come about? What does that even mean? What?
Well, we were on the True Blood soundtrack a couple of years ago with a cover of She's Not There by the Zombies.
Cool.
And so we were kind of on their radar already. And then a friend of mine, Luke Grimes, is an actor on the show. He's like a vampire on the show. And they wanted him to have like a backstory of being like, he was like a rock star that turned immortal.
Right.
And so he called us up. He was like, "Hey, they want me to have a vampire band," and they already knew us.
I saw this. No, but I totally saw you. Didn't you played a few songs, right? It wasn't just
We played three songs off our self-titled EP.
Yeah, yeah, it wasn't just one thing. It wasn't like just a montage thing. It was cool.
Did that get you some fans?
Yeah, it did. It got us some fans, and
it got you some vampires.
Thank you. Yeah,
and then you just went off in the vampire at the end of the gig.
At the end of the shoot.
Yeah,
that's really cool. I mean, there's such weird, quirky, alternative ways to get your music to people these days.
Yeah,
and being a band, vampire band, is basically the best one I've ever heard.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and I should give credit too to Gary Calamar, who puts the music on in the show. He's a friend of mine, and so he was helping out with that too. Yeah, it was great. They're always looking out for us. It's nice.
Yeah, a band that's got a friend that's a music director in a movie thing.
Yeah,
that's
good.
Great.
It's good. Yeah.
For you. Did you get a chance to suck any blood while you were on set?
Not on camera, no.
No, not on camera, just off.
Yeah. Okay. Suck blood on.
What would normally think of an animal that would suck blood or a person that would suck blood?
Werewolf.
An animal maybe that would small, tiny little animal that might do that.
Oh, a mosquito!
Mosquito! Wow, that didn't take too long. I think that was all right.
Give us another one.
We can't. The secret word's been said. Congratulations.
I'm so happy.
You saw where I was going.
And, well, not at first, I didn't know.
I think Justin saw me look at you because I asked about blood, and then Justin put two and two together.
I know, but I was going to go like blood suckers. I was thinking about record companies and maybe, you know, something like my head went there immediately.
Who said it?
Mike said it.
Good job, Mike.
Well, Mike on the percussion.
Nice job. All right, maybe we should have them play a song now that we've self-gratified our own game. Thank you for playing along with us. We've got Paper Pilots live in studio and Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. And what song are you guys going to do first?
We're going to do our single Arrow.
Cool. Very nice to have you. These guys are live in studio now.
All right.
Watching you tilt in your head as you aim at an angle, knowing exactly the way you're intending to fly. I was mistaken, I thought that we ran out of ammo. Pulling me in and closing one eye. At the sky, you're an arrow shooter.
up, but I'm pushing my luck to a standstill. What am I doing? It feels like I'm floating around. Hitting my heart and I fall through the stars like an anvil. Taking me high over the ground, pulling it back and taking it down. You're an arrow shooting at the sun, and I'm hoping I can ride along, 'cause it's burning, burning up our love. You're an arrow, you're an arrow shooting at the sun, and I'm hoping I can ride along. Us underneath the moon, but are you aiming at me too? Pulling me in and closing one eye,
man. I love this band.
So good, you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you. Dedicated to all the mosquitoes out there.
Yeah.
He said it again just for good measure.
I know. Thanks for saying that. But really, so you guys have been playing together not that long. How long have you been playing together?
Paper Palace has been going for about 5 years now. We have a couple new additions to the group.
But you've got new additions. That's what I was going to say to you. Yeah. So, but you guys sound so tight and like you look like you're enjoying it.
I played with Mike since I was.
Oh, you have. That's Ryan talking to bass player. So, yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? You sound tight and the songwriting's magnificent and great harmonies and just good parts. Everybody's playing. Everybody's leaving space for everybody else. I don't know, man. You just sound great.
Oh, thanks, Jason. Yeah.
Really
Justin, we're trying something. I'm trying this thing, Periscope. Have you heard of that? So right now, live broadcast to probably people in Brazil or South Africa
You've
or something.
You've got Brazil hearts. South Africa. You've got a load of hearts. I don't know what that means. But
you have eight hearts on
eight
Periscope.
Purple hearts.
Is that good?
Eight purple hearts? Yeah, that,
eight
I think.
Purple hearts. Good if you're a Marine.
I think that's great. I think we got at least... I think we have eight hearts in the studio right now. Yeah.
You had at least girls dancing outside the window while you're playing that. That was awesome. Arrow by Paper Pilots. Do you ever get compared to the guy from the Decemberists?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You really have that. Yeah.
Favorably? Do you get favorably?
Or like they're like, you know that guy? We hate him. Yeah. Yeah, no, I've gotten that. Yeah. We get the Shins. We got a lot of Britpop stuff. Yeah.
I like that. Very cool. Yeah. So you have a video out right now that I watched that I thought was really cool for the song Free Ride.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're all kind of, what is that, a rickshaw?
Yeah, rickshaw.
You're driving a rickshaw down a neighborhood and getting in and out of it and playing live. What's the idea? Where'd that come from?
Well, we wanted to do something. The song is a video for our single Free Ride. So we wanted to do something kind of about Free Ride without hitting it too much. We didn't want to be like driving a car or something.
Right, like a convertible.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think it came from my girl, Jana, was like, you should do something where it's like a little bit chaotic in the video, where it's like, you know, it's kind of something's running off the rails or you're falling over or something like that. So we hit up Anthem Films, which is a great music video production company, and they came up with this idea where we're on a rickshaw and kind of just riding through the streets and kind of filming it in a chaotic kind of fashion. And we all traded off driving it and stuff like that, and I busted my ankle on the second take of the day at like 8 a.m. and I was like hobbling for like the 12-hour shoot.
Have you ever been on a rickshaw before? Have you been to India or anywhere like that?
No, I've never been on one. I'd never driven one. I've never been on one. Had you, Ryan?
No.
Yeah.
That was my first time driving and riding in one.
You guys are rickshaw novices, but you chose to do it for your video anyway.
We chose to tough through.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Can you imagine being one of those guys that's like out there in Calcutta running around with those things for 12 hours a day for 4 rupees, whatever that is, whatever that means.
I think it was a good experiment, and we wanted to do something really simple, you know, just like a fun, like 3.5 minute, like very simple shoot, just 12 hours riding around in the thing. And,
yeah.
I think all the neighbors were pretty sick of the song by the end of the day. Because I was like singing full volume as opposed to just lip syncing or whatever. So they were hearing me on repeat all day.
Yeah, I don't think people know that about making videos. Like, obviously people are lip syncing, but the best way to do it is to actually have everybody playing live as well.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, volume on top of volume.
Yeah.
You've got the thing playing so that you can sync with what you recorded.
Yeah.
Plus you're singing along.
I was holding the bass.
Get a little closer to that mic if you're.
I was holding the bass, riding the rickshaw with one arm and trying to actually finger the parts like
the right
notes. It
was
ridiculous. I couldn't actually.
You have really suffered for your art, right? Yeah. I'm really impressed with that.
And you have a promising career.
Yeah. Yeah. My own roadie. It's
right. You can always open a cab service if it doesn't work out.
Right.
Well, Paper Pilots, you've got a show coming up this Saturday, Echo Park. You want to tell us about that one?
Yeah, we're playing it last night. We're headlining this show. It's a new spot that started up during Echo Park Rising, and it went really well. It was like packed shows at that music festival in August, and so now they're putting on weekly events, and they approached us to kind of kick it off with a bang.
Cool.
So we're gonna go in there and do that. Yeah.
And then, how should people be aware of your upcoming music songs? Where do you want people to watch? Is there a website or?
You can find us at paperpilotsmusic.com. We're on Twitter, Paper Pilots, Instagram, Paper Pilots. Facebook, Paper Pilots. No,
Paper Pilots.
Yeah. So you can find us all those places, and you'll see what's up to date with us.
And the song you're going to play now is an upcoming release.
An upcoming release, yeah. A new song called "The Weather." The single will be dropping shortly.
So can I venture to say this is the first time it's been played on radio?
Yes.
I hope that's a yes.
Yes. It's the first time being played on radio. Yeah, we've done it at a couple of shows, but never acoustic.
All right. Well, there we go. The first acoustic radio debut of Weather by Paper Pilots, and they're live on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
All right, take it away. Going for a walk, meet me on the other end, shoulder to the wind. Well, I can reach out for you in the summertime, and you can leave me sinking in a darker sky. It's getting cold, man, it's perfectly freezing, and so I gotta move just as quick as the seasons. The weather is to blame, it's in the air. There's something in the weather, there's something in the weather. It would leave me stranded, open, empty handed, but the chase for endless sun keeps me on the run. Well, I can reach out for you in the summertime, and you can leave me sinking in a darker sky. It's getting cold, aren't you seeing me breathing? You know I gotta move just as quick as the seasons. The weather is to blame, it's in the air. There's something in the weather, there's something. Thank you.
There's something in the weather. There's something in the weather.
Yeah, awesome. So good, you guys. Paper Pilots live on KX93.5 in Laguna Beach. This show's called Daily Scramble Live. You guys said the secret word. You played two awesome songs, and you're fun to be around.
Oh, thank you.
Successful interview, I would say.
All right.
Awesome, awesome job.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
This will be podcast online at KX93.5.com. Again, PaperPilotsMusic.com.
Yes, sir.
To be aware of the new stuff coming out. Anything else you guys want to add?
Yeah, thanks. It's awesome. It's a beautiful city.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you. Keep us in the loop, and we'll catch you down here next time you have a new release. Jason?
Totally. You guys rocked it. You made me very, very happy.
Awesome.
And it doesn't happen every time, so thank you very, very much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for playing us.